The Americans killed in Iraq over the last 10 days include Robert Paul Warnes II. He was a Marine reservist, age 23. He graduated from a school that honored the dead from another war. Here's Chuck Wormbach of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Catholic Memorial High School in Waukesha, Wisconsin, was built shortly after World War II to honor 23 members of a local parish who died in that war. The school's coat of arms includes a bugle and a graveyard symbol known as a Flanders Field. Just inside the school's front doors, there's a plaque listing the names of the fallen military personnel. Vice Principal Pat Farrell reads some of the names.
John Roswell Bacon, Charles Brust, Everett Kelso.
By Memorial Day of next year, the high school will add the name of 1999 graduate Robert Warnes to a second plaque of war dead. The Marine Corporal died last week in an explosion near Baghdad. Vice Principal Farrell says at Catholic Memorial, Warnes went by the name Bobby. Farrell especially remembers Bobby Warnes as a rambunctious freshman.
He looked like a typical boy that maybe you'd see riding a raft down the Mississippi with Jim and Huck and everybody else. He was just had a glimmer in his eye, a sparkle that you'd see.
Warnes played some high school sports and enjoyed drawing, but Farrell says Warnes always wanted to enlist in the military. Warnes signed up for the Marines shortly after graduating from Catholic Memorial. A few months later, he enrolled at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. On the main floor of the university's student union, banners highlight everything from political causes to job fairs. Bobby Warnes was majoring in pre-business, and this would have been his senior year. His death has caught the attention of the student government, which hopes to hold a memorial service soon. Joe Ollers, who's with that group, says Warnes' sacrifice is inspiring.
You know, there's different kinds of service. You can serve your country in the military, and you can serve your country at home. And I just hope that, you know, I never take for granted the things that our soldiers are fighting for.
While at college, Warnes became engaged to an architecture student who is now pregnant. Warnes is also survived by several other relatives. In the close-knit world of Warnes' hometown church, all of his family are being remembered.
Pray for Bobby, his mom and dad, his sister, his girlfriend, and his unborn child. Ask God to take care of them.
Father Brian Mason mentioned the Warnes family several times during a weekend mass at St. Mary's Parish in Waukesha. Just before his reserve unit was deployed to Iraq in August, Warnes came into St. Mary's to have Father Mason bless his crucifix and religious medals. The priest says he never dreamed that that was the last time he'd see Bobby Warnes, and says his death is hitting the parish hard.
All of a sudden now the war isn't somewhere else, and this isn't a family somewhere else. This is our home. This is our parish family.
Father Mason will preside over Warnes' funeral and is anticipating a large crowd. A local bank has set up a trust fund for the baby Bobby Warnes' fiance is expecting next spring. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Wormbach in Milwaukee.